As I mentioned at the beginning of Mass, the ascension of Jesus into heaven takes place 40 days after his resurrection, so 40 days after Easter Sunday. And in this great time of Jesus' ascension, maybe just a particular couple things to keep in mind, maybe three things. The first one is it was a plan from the beginning. The second is this is a particular time of transition and change, definitely for the apostles and also for us as well. And finally, just as Jesus said to his apostles in the gospel, that they have now become his witnesses. And we too become his witnesses each and every day of his love, of his care, and of his forgiveness, and of his plan. So just to maybe look at those three things real quick. Number one, it was a plan from the beginning. So Jesus came down from heaven. He came and took upon our flesh, the incarnation. He became one of us. He came to reveal to us the love of the Father. He came to show us the way, right? Through the sacraments of baptism. And we come to encounter him in the Mass. He then ascends back into heaven with his Father. And even to that particular image of opening the gates of heaven to all who believe, right? This particular image many times we have of the Garden of Eden and how Adam and Eve were not allowed into the garden and they were closed from it. The Garden of Eden many times is kind of seen as heaven. And Jesus comes and he opens the gates again. And we too, those who believe, are allowed to spend eternity with God in heaven. So this was a plan from the beginning. So for us too, there is a sense of a change and a transition that takes place here, right? Especially for the apostles. They had come to know Jesus, come to believe in him, to trust in him. They spent much time with him. And now they are seeing him ascend into heaven. That in this particular time of transition, maybe as many times in transition and in change, we as humans are emotionally affected. Maybe there was a sense of sadness. Maybe there was a sense of anger. Maybe there was a sense of confusion. Maybe a sense of doubt. In time of transition, time of change, what do we do now? What do we cling to? What do we hold on to? What is, in some sense, our identity rooted in, right? And so, in a sense of transition and of change, God wants us to recognize that your identity does not change. You're still my children. And I still love you. And I will be sending the Holy Spirit to continue to lead and to guide you in life. So for us, we also have to accept that transition. And we also have to follow the new way that God gives to us, right? Which is following the Holy Spirit, to be alive in the Spirit. As many of you had the chance to be part of our mission this last Easter, a few weeks ago, we listened to Deacon Ralph Pollo speaking that we are meant to be people of the Spirit, alive in the Spirit, filled with the Spirit. So transitioning in a sense of living in the world to living in the Spirit. And I believe many of us, maybe all of us here, have experienced change and transition, whether it is the loss of a loved one, a parent, a spouse, a child, whether it is moving from one place to another, leaving behind particular people whom you knew and family you knew to come to a new place, a different place. Maybe many of you who have become Catholic. So many different transitions, whether it is from school to summer, right? And here very soon we'll be going from summer back into school. Life is filled with transitions. And many times there are a lot of emotions that are connected to those particular changes. So just encouraging you as you reflect upon that, transitions and changes that many times we don't get to choose or we didn't ask for. And some of them we do choose. We do say yes to. We're open to them. I hope and I pray that you pay attention that in these particular transitions in your life, your identity as God's children stays the same. That just because we're maybe in the time of summer and we're not in school, we still continue to go to church. We still pray daily. We still stay in tune with God. Just because one family might move or parents might go to a different place, someone passes away, that our identity, that our place as God's children still stays the same. It might be filled with a lot of emotions in these particular times, but our identity is still the same. And the reason I'm speaking of this, because this is very important as we are still continuing to call to transition from this world into the life of the Spirit. That this, for many of us, and even for myself in my own walk as a disciple, I'm beginning to find to be challenging. Because I am connected to a lot of things of this world. I am connected to my family, to my culture, connected to history, to a lot of different things. So in this particular transition, coming to learn something new, my family as my Christian family, my father as the Heavenly Father, not just my biological father, a transition to realization of what I call home. Where is my home? The realization that my home is with God in heaven, and that He is preparing a place for me, beginning to recognize where my identity truly lies. And so for us, and this especially this particular week, I just maybe encourage you to reflect a little bit of what transition means in your own life, and how we sometimes resist it, how sometimes it is challenging. But we're preparing to receive anew the Holy Spirit this coming week that Jesus said whom He would send. That hopefully in time of transition there also can be a sense of joy. Ah, the Holy Spirit is coming. But sometimes if we don't know what the Holy Spirit is, or if we just recognize the Holy Spirit is only going to challenge me more to change and die to self, to something new, maybe there will also be a resistance of the Holy Spirit. But if we come to understand the Holy Spirit and why Jesus sends the Holy Spirit and why He wants us to live in the Holy Spirit, that hopefully this particular transition can also be filled with joy and with excitement, with something new, and that we have not been forgotten or abandoned or left behind, which for I can believe the apostles seeing Jesus ascend to heaven was probably a lot of things that were going on in their own heart. Finally, two particular things at the end of the gospel, or in the gospel. Jesus tells His apostles, "You are now my witnesses. I am now sending you out. Just as the Father sent me to heaven, or excuse me, from heaven to earth, I am now sending you out as I ascend into heaven. That you too are supposed to continue to share and to proclaim my love." And I believe this particular transition can go a whole lot easier if we do it as a family, if we do it as a parish. The realization that you're just not the only one that is in transition here. We all as a parish are in transition and in change. God desiring for us to be people of the Spirit, as He is desiring us to be His witnesses. So how can you help your parents? How can you help your children? How can you help your siblings to enter into and accept this new transition in our own life? How can we walk together, supporting each other, challenging each other, holding each other accountable, as we become and are called to become God's witnesses? We are called to be His disciples, to love like Jesus and to live like Jesus in our own daily lives. And finally, where did the apostles go? Many times in time of transition or challenge, we sometimes hide or we keep to ourselves. But it says that they went to the temple area. They went to the church. They went to pray, to rejoice. They recognized that they would encounter God here. The love of the Father and their identity was still there and was still true. So in this time of transition, as God calls us to be witnesses, just to encourage you to maybe throughout this week, reflect on, how am I a witness? You don't have to have received a diploma to, in some sense, be God's witness. We can be witnesses as we are learning, as we are growing, as we are transitioning to live in the life of the Spirit. We can also share it and teach it and pass it to others. So ask the Lord to remove any fears and anxiousness in this time of transition. Ask the Lord and His Spirit to remove anything that might doubt you being a witness of His love in the world. And finally, may you run to Him in adoration, in the sacraments, and especially in confession. Because these are times that help us to transition, to understand our identity and our call to be His witnesses in His love in the world.